Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. As the Green Bay community continues to mourn the loss of Green Bay native Alex Preddy at the hands of ICE agents in Minneapolis, those who knew him are speaking out. Mark Becker, former chairman of the Brown County Republican Party and host of Civic Media's Rational Revolution, appeared on Civic Media's Mid-Mornings Monday. Becker was a schoolmate of Preddy.
When something like that traumatic happens to one of us, it's like a disturbance in the force that we all feel. And it's a sorrow that I feel, yes, for Mr. and Mrs. Preddy and for him, but I also feel it for the entire community as a whole.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin is joining the move to support Minnesota's lawsuit against ICE deployment. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has the story.
Governor Tony Evers announced Monday that Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump and his administration's deployment of ICE agents and U.S. Border Patrol in Minnesota. In his statement, Evers said, quote, "American citizens are having their rights and freedoms violated and are being put in unsafe and life-threatening situations in their own communities. Two have already lost their lives. It has to stop," end quote. The Badger State is joining 19 other states petitioning for a temporary restraining order against the federal government's actions.
Oneida Nation leaders have issued a statement following the shooting of Green Bay native Alex Preddy. Preddy grew up in Green Bay and was shot and killed by federal agents during a protest in Minneapolis last weekend. The statement condemns the violations of civil and human rights, saying as Indigenous people, they have suffered these atrocities for generations. Tribal leaders are calling on all three branches of the U.S. government to put an end to what they call incredibly disturbing acts of violence involving ICE and Border Patrol. The statement goes on to encourage people to exercise their constitutional rights peacefully, within the law, and most importantly, safely. Now that we've made it through our own Arctic blast, Wisconsin workers are helping restore power to those in the south and east who just got pummeled by the same storm system. While we got the dangerous cold and wind chills, they got the snow, dumping more than a foot of snow in 20 states, with up to 2 feet in the harder hit places. Wisconsin Public Service says they sent 20 contract workers down to help with storm repairs. There were more than 800,000 power outages as of Monday morning, mostly in the south, according to PowerOutage.com. There, freezing rain in northern Mississippi and parts of Tennessee caused tree limbs and power lines to snap. Utility workers say some homes and businesses could be without electricity for at least a week. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first case of measles in our state this year. Health officials say the case in Waukesha is related to international travel. They say as of now, they haven't identified any places where the public would have been exposed. Health experts also advise checking your vaccination status to make sure you're protected from measles. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought, you know, calf strain, and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops, Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high right around 10 this afternoon. But that wind northwest at 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor below zero through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 1 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.